Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are, and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back to our review of Genesis 2. As you know, if you've been with us this week on Tuesday, I asked you to read the Old Testament book of Genesis chapters 1 and 2. And I asked you to look for a name in Genesis 1 that is changed in Genesis 2. Those of you who wrote to me and correctly identified the name change will be receiving the promised free gift. Thank you so much for your responses, which I enjoyed reading. Some of you have a very keen eye for the biblical text, which is going to be a great help to you in understanding God's Word. One of the practices I keep when reading the Bible is to read a passage over and over again until I internalize it, becoming very familiar with it. Everyone can do this. You do not need a degree in Bible, you do not need a PhD in theology, and you do not need to be a pastor or Bible teacher in order to get into the Bible and learn by paying attention to detail. God, the Holy Spirit, will reveal divine truth to you. Now, of course, I agree, we all need our teachers, our preachers, and our theologians, the ones that hold to sound teaching, to sound doctrine, that is. But we ourselves do not have to become scholars in order to understand what the living God is saying to us. In fact, being frank, often the more degrees one has, the worse off the theology becomes. Each one of us must always be discerning and prayerful about who we learn from, about who we listen to. I pray you have the discernment to choose wisely. I pray that I do as well. Anyway, let's see now if you detected the name change. So please turn with me in your Bible, if it is handy, to the beginning and Genesis chapter 2. I'm reading Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. This is Genesis 2, 4 through 7. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven. Now no shrub of the field was yet in the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprouted, for the Lord God had not sent rain upon the earth, and there was no man to cultivate the ground. But a mist used to rise from the earth and water the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. What I just read to you in Genesis 2, verses 4 through 7, is something I'd like you to highlight as we see this title for God found in verses 4, 5, and 7. It is the Lord God. The Lord God is the name change. So if, back to our fun little challenge, you had the Lord God, you were correct. And how is Lord God different from what the narrator of Genesis calls God in Genesis chapter 1? Well, in Genesis 1, we read about God. G-O-D, God. But here in chapter 2, the name is Lord God. So let's talk about the difference in names or titles. In Genesis 1, we have the single name, God. And in Genesis 2, we have the double name, Lord God. I hope that you will see this in your copy of God's Word. And let me highlight this from Genesis 1. I'll just take a sample. In Genesis 1:1, the Bible opens, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Drop down to verse 3 of Genesis 1. "Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." On and on this goes in Genesis 1, God. And let me give you another example. Genesis 1, verse 27, "God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." Then verse 31, "God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good." When we get into Genesis chapter 2, the name God is used in the first three verses. Genesis 2, verse 2, "By the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done." And Genesis 2, verse 3, then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made. But at Genesis 2, verse 4, suddenly we read the name Lord God. And you might ask, what's the difference? Or you might not even care that there is a difference. But I want to talk with you about what changes here, because I believe this tells us something about the character of God in his relationship to the man and to the woman that God created. And to discuss this, let's have a simple Hebrew language lesson. I'll keep this short and sweet because I am not an expert in the language. Believe me, I am not. In the Hebrew language, the name for God is Elohim. In English, we translate Elohim as God. So for example, wherever we read God in the opening chapter of Genesis, we can say Elohim. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And the way Elohim is used, Elohim speaks of God as the all-powerful creator. This is creator God. If you have read Genesis 1, wouldn't you agree God is mighty in power and strength? Who else could have created as God created? It takes divine power to do what is done in Genesis chapter 1. In the Hebrew language, the name for Lord is Yahweh or Jehovah. In English, we translated Yahweh or Jehovah as Lord. So for example, we can read Genesis 2 verse 4 as, this is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that Yahweh or Jehovah, Elohim, made earth and heaven. And Yahweh or Jehovah speaks profoundly to the way God relates to men and women, bringing us revelation of himself and redemption from our sin. I really like the way the authors of the Expositor's Bible Commentary translate Yahweh or Jehovah. They have it as the God who is with you. So let us use that. Yahweh or Jehovah means the God who is with you. This translation is derived from Exodus chapter 3, when God uses this name Yahweh or Jehovah for himself. In Exodus 3, Moses is given his mission by God, and Moses asks God, what is your name? And in Exodus 3, verse 14, God responds to Moses, I am who I am. That is Yahweh or Jehovah. And not to confuse things, but just to be clear with this comment, the name Adonai also plays a part here. So, who is sending Moses on mission? God is. And God uses the name I am who I am, which we can translate as the God who is with you. The God who is with you. I love that. The main point that I want you to remember is this. In Genesis 1 and the first three verses of Genesis 2, God is Elohim, the creator. And in Genesis 2, beginning at verse 4, and only for a little more of the text, God is Yahweh, or Jehovah, the God who is with you. Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Elohim. And what does this say about him? It says that God is the one who created the world and everything in it, including man and woman, and also that God is with this man and God is with this woman. God is the all-powerful creator who creates from outside of the world, and God is also the God who is with the people he created in the world he makes for them. God is both above the man and the woman, and God is with the man, and God is with the woman. Isn't that marvelous? Already, in this new series, there is immediate application for you and me. Here it is. God created us, and God is with us. I'll say that again so it sinks into your busy mind. God created you and me, and God is with you and me. It is not that God created the world and the people he put into the world, and then God left us. God just turned this all over to us, and that God abandoned us. God is somehow disinterested in us. No, God is the Creator, yes, and God is the Creator who is with us. God designed us to be intimately involved with us. He wants to be with us. And as we will see coming up in Genesis 2, God desires to walk and to talk with the men and women He has created. We are created for God. We are created for the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Elohim. Who are we? Who are men and who are women? We are God's creatures. God created us, and God created us to be with us. Notice carefully that Lord God begins to be used in Genesis 2 just before the narrator, who I believe is Moses. Moses wrote Genesis. Lord God begins to be used just as we get the detailed description of how God made man. In Genesis 2:4, we have the title, the name, Lord God. And in Genesis 2:7, we have, the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. My friends, this is not a coincidence. And let's pick up here tomorrow. So this is our review of Genesis chapter 2. Don't worry, we're not going to cover every verse. We don't have time to do it. I'll just be lifting out for you highlights. And I think there are lots of highlights here at Genesis chapter 2 and verse 4. So if you missed this the first time when this aired back in August, I'm glad that you're getting it now. For the rest of us, this is review, but I believe this is review we can use. I'm not even sure if you remember what we did all the way back in August. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the Lord God. We thank you that you created us and that you are with us. That's awesome, Lord. And on this day and on this evening, we're grateful. I pray that you will continue to walk with us as we do some review in Genesis chapter 2, illuminating to our minds and hearts that which you think we need to know. In Jesus' name, amen. Join me again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.